It's gonna get uncomfortable. It's gonna get crazy. It's gonna get weird. But you have to get used to this. We're gonna interrupt each other. You're gonna interrupt your friends. You're gonna make your friends feel weird. You're gonna make your non-friends feel weird.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Monday morning. Aw, yeah. Hey, good morning. First of all, if you didn't get that slight hint, it is a Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show, which means it's a Monday music marathon. We got music out the wazoo today, so that's going to be pretty cool. Don't go anywhere for that. Also, Monday means somebody's talking about murder. That would be us. Murder Monday coming up this morning at 7:30, 6:30 Central. Also today, how about this? Joe's Need to Know News. We also got a little Monday motivation coming up in just a matter of minutes. Liv the Web Girl filling in for Alex, who's on a little vacay. We'll be back tomorrow. She's got tons of stuff we'll be doing with the garbage. That's about 10 minutes away. I'm not proud. Okay. Gosh. I'm not proud of a lot of things I talk about on this show, but this thing I'm really not. My car, I legit think, I don't know if it saved my life, but it saved me from getting hurt pretty bad. How about that? Something happened this weekend, and I just want to talk about what happened, because it honestly was like a wake-up call. I've got to quit doing this in my car. Really, like, it's not. I'm not even kidding. There's no joke or nothing to this.
Right.
I'm still stuttering and speechless over what happened, so it's insane. That's all coming up this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show. Also, I guess he reached out to you then, poor chap. Is that what happened? Because I don't talk to my cousin Jeremy that often, but I guess he wants to come on the show today.
I wish I talked to your cousin more.
Well, you go ahead.
I love Jeremy.
I wish you talked to him, because he tries to reach out to me, and I blocked his number, but then I felt bad about blocking in case an actual emergency happened. So I just don't really answer, unless it's like it is an emergency, which often is not. So we'll talk to him, and then I want to talk about Liv's weird experience she had this weekend. That's all coming up this morning here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us Twitter and Instagram. It's at Joe and Alex Show. And also on Facebook, to search for Radio Now. Give it a like. That's where we put a lot of our questions and topics up there, so you can be part of the show pretty much anyway. Liv the Web Girl, how was your weekend?
It was a lot of fun. It was super, super busy. I hung out with people from college. I went back to where I went to college. I went to a horse racing. So it was just very, very busy. I am still kind of tired. I need like two
Sundays.
You
always are tired. Like the show, when you start out, the first hour of the show, I was listening to a podcast, you were like, oh, she's such a sweet little quiet girl. Then by like the first hour, and you're like, yeah, girl, dab on him.
I know, because I'm so tired. It's like I need two Sundays when I have like crazy busy weekends like that. I don't like driving so much.
I can't drive more than 2 hours. That's my max.
Yeah, well, I drove a lot this weekend, and so I'm just glad to be back here and to just honestly kind of like start out the week and not have like a billion things going on.
Oh, well, actually, poor chap and I have to tell you about what's happening later.
Shut up. No. But yeah, it's really good. I was just really tired, but it was like a very fun weekend, and I definitely spent like way too much money, which always happens, but it's fine.
Well, hey, we get paid in a few days, so that's cool.
Yeah, oh no, trust me, I need to get that paycheck.
All right, well, glad you had fun. Pork Chop, how are you doing?
I'm good. I had a great weekend. Obviously, Chase and I, we celebrated 7 years together.
Congratulations! That's pretty exciting. You kind of like are hiding that. That's a big deal.
Well, I guess.
I think this is interesting. I'm like always curious about like couples.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you guys have broken up a couple of times, so I always see...
Liv, come on, you're bringing this up right now?
Oh, no,
it's just interesting. Because I always like see like if like the couples that like have broken up, like this is very common. It's not like he's like one person, but like if they've broken up, sometimes couples will still just count from the time they first started the first time. And then other couples do like, oh, well, we've been
I think it depends together. On how long you were separated. Like Lindsay and I broke up for a week.
Does that count? Then I don't think that counts.
So then what counts then, Liv?
I think like if
what
you're...
What am I supposed to say? Oh, we started dating April 6th, 2012, like, yeah. But there was one time we broke up for 3 months and one time
I think
we
you
broke
should treat it like a resume. I really should. You can't lie on your resume. You can't
lie.
No,
I just
okay,
think
so
it's,
then
I
what
just...
if we split again, like, let's say last week? What am I supposed to say? Oh, we just started dating.
No, just be like, oh yeah, we've been on and off for 7 years.
We haven't been on and off. On and off to me sounds like you break up for a month every year you've been together.
You know what?
Once you've been together 7 years.
I
want to
talk about this. We have an open spot later on the show. I want to talk about this more.
Okay.
By the way, happy Monday morning, everybody.
Woo! I know. I really didn't mean to like make him mad.
I'm not mad. Liv,
that's
just
a sore
you
subject.
You seem
really
like you're
weird.
Being really defensive.
That was a sore subject.
No,
because
it's weird. Like, I don't know what I'm supposed to say.
Hey,
then.
Hey. That being said, how did you celebrate your... Whoops. 7 year anniversary in air quotes.
Do I seem mad?
I feel like you guys are kind of a little upset at
you
each other.
You seem a little triggered.
I'm like confused.
I think it was a decent question. It was kind of a cute question.
I don't know.
Okay, anyways. Either way, listen.
And yeah, how'd you celebrate?
How did you celebrate? What did you do? Because you got lots of double taps on Instagram, one of our most liked photos of all time. If you go to Joe and Alex Show on Instagram, go boost it up higher. It's pork chop and his boy toy.
That was like, that's an old photo too. It's from like 2 years ago, but it's the only one we really like together.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, we went to a comedy club and we saw Drew Lynch last night and we had a great time. It was really good.
Dope. All right. Well, cool. Well, we've got a lot to get to this morning and we can't do any of that stuff, guys, if we don't get to the garbage. We'll find out what's happening next with Liv the Web Girl filling in for Alex. It's a Monday music marathon. I'm going to need you guys to hug real quick. Can you? Okay, they're walking away from each other right now. This is awkward. It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
There is a new book about The View that is about to be coming out. And right before its release, there's audio that got leaked of Elizabeth Hasselbeck having a meltdown backstage after a segment back in 2006. Here's the audio of the on-camera discussion that caused the meltdown.
Special situation.
Why?
This is going to be a loophole in your argument.
I'm saying this, I wish that it were available. I'm just saying I don't believe it's the right thing, but this is a slippery slope to just eliminating like government.
Elizabeth, calm down, dear.
I can't. This makes me so upset, Barbara.
I know.
We've got to be able to have these discussions and listen to other people's opinions and not go so crazy that you don't listen to anybody's opinion.
I heard everything you said.
Okay, so then she went backstage during the break and still had her mic on, and this is the audio of the meltdown that was leaked.
That. I'm not going to sit there and get reprimanded on the air. I'm not going back out there. I'm not going back out there. What the f***? I don't even swear. She has me swearing. This woman's driving me nuts.
Barbara Walters was crazy. And that thing you're talking about, Liv, was like, I think not that long, but they were live, right? They were live during the show.
So
they literally had her walk on set just before they came back on. Intense.
So she continued threatening to quit when the show only had like 45 seconds to get back out there and on stage and like live on air. So she ended up out there to continue the show. But so when this audio got leaked, she released a statement on Instagram this past weekend and said, "This just in, I am quite humanly reactive. I use bad words when frustrated." She then added and said that she's been changed by God and can now hold the hand of the person who does not agree while staying true to her constitutionally protected rights to freedom of faith. Kim Kardashian is planning a CBD-themed baby shower, which I just think this is hilarious. The reality star is high-key freaking out about the arrival of her fourth child and wants a relaxing baby shower. She said there will be massages, a tea ceremony, and there will even be crystals there.
Well, I love crystals. If there's not crystals, I'm not coming.
Right, exactly. Olivia Newton-John says she's been using cannabis while she battles cancer for a third time. The Grease star said, "I use a lot of cannabis in my healing. It helped me incredibly with pain and sleep." She revealed that her husband, businessman John Easterling, grows cannabis on their grounds in their ranch in California. She also said that he grows the plants and makes them into liquid for me. I take drops maybe 4 to 5 times a day. Now that's love.
What you gonna do about it?
R. Kelly posted a video this weekend asking the media to take it easy on him as he does an event in Illinois.
"I got an event to do tonight, so I want the media to take it easy on me, man. This is how I got to get paid now for right now. And it's a party, so when you see me in the club with a couple of drinks in my hand and chilling, please take it easy. Appreciate it, y'all. Thanks."
I don't think anyone's going to be taking it easy on him like anytime soon. Also, the club, the event, there's only about like 50 people that showed up.
Hey, he's making a comeback. Why are we poo-pooing on R. Kelly?
Yeah, right. Okay. Coming up in the next Garbage in an hour from now, this celebrity says they used to be addicted to video games. If you're feeling good, say yeah.
Little Monday motivation. Get your week started off right here on the Joe and Alex Show. It's kind of one of those double-edged swords ones here, but there is good news at the end of it. A hospital nurse in Massachusetts adopted a baby girl whose parents didn't visit her for 5 months. I could not imagine you not visiting your baby. Like, how? How is that possible? Like, you created it. Like, that's your baby. The baby girl was on the verge of being placed into foster care because of that when her parents stopped visiting at the hospital. That's when the director of nursing, who's always dreamed of being a mom, and I feel like these stories are just, they just line up perfectly, Liv, stepped in and adopted the girl.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She took her home and helped her through because of those parents, and here's more backstory to it. The baby, when she was born, had an addiction to cocaine and heroin. No longer. Oh. But it's like, wow. That's just, I'm glad to see that's people so like awful. That come together and make it all happen. So that's my Monday motivation. What about you, Liv?
Mine is this 11-year-old amputee ran the Run Disney Star Wars Rival Run 5K. So this is the furthest that he's run ever since he lost his leg. He lost his leg 2 years ago because he had bone cancer. He was 9 years old when he lost it. And now he's 11 and he finished this race. And that's like pretty far, one, for like
anyone.
A kid and anyone, and two, like an amputee. And when he crossed the finish line, there was not a dry eye at the entire place.
He's such an inspiration, and that's going to inspire a lot of other kids too. So way to go, bud. What about you, Pork Chop? What's your Monday motivation today?
There's a 25-year-old woman in Kansas who wanted to help flood victims in Nebraska. Uh-huh. So what she did was went to her local Payless shoe source.
Love my Payless shoe stores.
Yeah, no, but it's shoe source, right? Yeah, Payless shoe source.
That sounds like shoe source. I guess you could say shoe source, but that sounds like a tongue twister. It's like Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Yeah. That's the name of the business.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, Payless Shoe Source.
They just call themselves Payless. I call them Payless.
Well, it doesn't matter anymore because they're closed.
What?
Yeah, they shut down. Like, they're closed. So this one lady, that's actually the point of the story. There were 204 remaining pairs of shoes, which would have been over $6,000. But since they were closing, they were all on sale for a buck. So she bought all the remaining shoes and shipped them to Nebraska for flood victims.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
That is really incredible.
What a nice lady.
And okay, did she have anything to 13 wide?
Probably not, Joe.
That's
sorry.
Just me. It's okay. That's your Monday motivation on the Joe and Alex Show here on Radio Now. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now, continuing a Monday music marathon. Let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. Here we go. Number one seed, University of Virginia, will play number three seed, Texas Tech, in tonight's NCAA title game, thanks to a crazy finish in Virginia's game against Auburn. This is insane. Virginia's Kyle Guy, who actually was Mr. Indiana for basketball, put up a last-second three-point shot. He missed but was fouled, and a foul was called in the play. So I think he had to do one of the toughest things in basketball. He had to shoot three free throws in a row. And the dude made all three.
Dang.
Which left like 0.4 on the clock. The other team inbounded it and they couldn't do it.
That's
so they won
insane.
The game. That's what you call clutch.
Well, thanks, Joe, because I DVR'd it and I haven't watched yet.
Oh, man.
Oh, well,
sorry.
That's you've got like a 24-hour threshold or more
with
like.
With sports, yeah. No.
You guys, I don't have TV. It was a joke.
I was going to say, he doesn't have anything. Come on.
I remember making a bet about the game when we were at a Mexican restaurant on Saturday, but we were day drinking all day, so I didn't remember like what happened.
Well, that's not good. And then I was bummed out. It was a close game, then it was a blowout, and it ended up being a blowout. Texas Tech beat Michigan State 61-51 after being up by two at the half. But dang it, does Michigan State played like crap. But Texas Tech's defense was so good.
They
hold Michigan State to like their lowest field goal, like 30-something percent. It was insane.
Texas Tech and Virginia are two of the most defensively strong teams in college basketball.
To me, it's going to be boring. Even though defense is important, I want a high-scoring game.
Who do you think's going to win?
I know nothing about sports, but I'm going to go with Virginia, but I hope Texas Tech, because like if your team loses, you want the other team, you know, that beat you to win.
Right. I think Texas Tech is going to
All right, well,
win.
We will see exactly what goes down. And speaking of March Madness, here's some more madness. This is kind of like a Michigan State thing. Texas Tech fans took the streets on Saturday night to celebrate the school's Final Four win, and they vandalized a bunch of areas, even jumping on top of and flipping a car. And they were singing, I guess, the school's unofficial theme song, which is Old Town Road now.
Oh, my gosh.
They're saying that's their unofficial song. My heart to London Road. Cops eventually had to use tear gas to disperse the crowd.
Firefighters
responded to 10 small furniture fires, and 23 people were arrested. I'm not that impressed. Being from Michigan and Michigan State, if they would have won, they would have burned at least double the couches.
Yeah, this doesn't surprise me at all. I feel like this happens to every college that does, maybe besides Duke, just because they've been there so many times. But yeah, you can expect that from any of the colleges that win.
Step it up, though. Now, this is just, I always want to be like the cool parent if I ever have a kid one day, but I'm not this stupid, and I don't understand like what they were thinking. This is sad news. A 10-year-old boy was surfing on top of a car driven by his parents.
Are you kidding?
So the parents, not like a babysitter or some family member, the parents let the kid get on top of the car, and he was like surfing, trying to keep his balance.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, well, it ended up being bad because he fell off and they ran him over. The boy was surfing.
The parents did?
Yes. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like this could be the dummy of the day. He slipped and fell down in front of the car. His parents then ran over him. He was taken to a local hospital in critical condition. Cops are investigating the incident. Take the kid away.
That's crazy.
Dumbest parents in the world.
Oh my gosh. I wonder if they were like drinking or anything.
Honestly, that would make more sense. Still doesn't justify it.
No, but there's no way someone in the right state of mind does that.
If I know that's wrong, everybody should know it's wrong. Let's see what you would do for this. Blaze Pizza in Des Moines, Iowa. They have a tattoo shop. I mean, they teamed up with a tattoo shop, and they offered this. If you get a Blaze logo tattoo on your body, you could get anywhere from 24 to 48 free pizza pies. Would you get the tattoo for the free pies?
I think Pork Chop would.
You would not?
I hate tattoos, though, so that's a tough
one. Do you have any tattoos?
No, no, never.
None? Okay.
I don't have any either. I don't really, like, hate them, but I don't know, because Blaze Pizza is, like, really freaking good.
It's fire.
So I might actually do that.
Well, 65 people ended up doing it, and they got, and if they did the Blaze name logo, that was $65. That came with 24 free pizzas. And if they actually, I guess, got the just the tattoo with the flame, that was $40. Hmm. So the flame could mean anything, pretty much.
You know, so I don't hate tattoos. I just don't want tattoos on me.
Okay.
So, but what I would do is one of those little, the water one that you stick on your cheek and you put water in a hot towel.
Oh, my, really?
Is that going to do a breadstick?
Yeah.
We're going to need you one breadstick for that tattoo.
Yeah, you and every, seven-year-old in the country.
No, listen, I'm opposite of you two. Honestly, I don't have any tattoos. For me, I think they're cool. I just think that, like, personally, if I get one day, because I might, it's got to have significant meaning to me. I'm not just going to get, like, a random tat for myself. But that being said, if I ever do find things I like, man, you could tat me up for free food. I'll look like a NASCAR or like a NASCAR. You could sponsor me here. I'll put a tattoo anywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah, I'll be like Post Malone, just a bigger version.
That's not a bad idea.
Just don't do what every radio personality does and get a microphone.
Why not?
That's just so cliche.
Well, I was kind of thinking about doing that to celebrate my radio anniversary. Okay. Finally, I have an update on that guy in Ohio. I said, hey, man. For Lent, I'm giving up everything. I'm only drinking beer. He actually got inspired because monks do this. How do you think this is actually working out for him?
I honestly have no idea. Probably good. He's probably had a really fun past like 40 days.
I think he's had fun, and I think he's had an actual good time with his health, too. This Ohio man, who's only been drinking beer during Lent, is down 33 and a half pounds.
What?
Well, yeah, if anyone cuts out solid food, you're going to lose a ton of weight.
This guy is down 33 and a half pounds in the first month. Okay, I'm going on this diet today.
No.
I already drink at work, but now I have a reason to do it. The man announced back in February he's doing the challenge in the spirit of the monks who observed Lent by drinking only Bock beer in the 1600s. He started out at 292.5, and on March 6th, he's now down to 259 pounds. He said his overall health is pretty good, too. I learned something this morning when doing research on the story, so don't be confused. His basal body temperature, do you know what your basal, because that's a real thing, BASAL. or no. Basil. Sorry, Basil body temperature is.
What is that? I don't even know what that is.
He said it's down. It's lower. That's the temperature that is your body at rest. Like if you just were sitting there in bed, kind of, where you're not active at all. He said he's actually been able to lower that down because he weighs less. Which,
I bet
which
yours
makes sense.
Would be lower.
Oh my gosh!
If you lost some weight, which would actually help, like me and Alex, because we get like frozen out. In here.
You guys have never told me that you're cold in here. I wish you would have said something. Now that I know, I can be so different. The man says he's also drinking water during Lent and checking in with his doctor. But guys, okay, starting today, who wants to be the official beer supplier for my beer body makeover?
Dude, if you actually did that, I would have to get on.
You know what's going to happen the first time that he has a meal?
I'm going to get drunk and order a pizza?
No, he is going to eat so much because his body is probably in starvation mode and it's like nervous. It doesn't know when the next time he's going to eat. So he's going to overeat and eat so much. And then his metabolism is absolutely shot because he hasn't had a meal.
Buzzkill.
And forever, which I think why he's doing this, he's not doing it for weight loss. So like it's fine. But
stop
like
being a party this is foul, not, man.
I'm just saying, I'm explaining.
We need you to find something, Pork Chop, because I appreciate her medical expertise or explaining it. But you need to get something like Buzzkill or something. All right, that's Joe's Need to Know News. You can check all this out. I'm putting it up right now at joeandalexshow.com. Good morning to you. It is the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And coming up, we're going to check in with Liv the Web Girl, see what's happening with the garbage. Also, Murder Monday today. We're talking about the Axeman. That's coming up around 7:30, 6:30 Central. So make sure you hang out right here on the Joe and Alex Show. I want to play a little game today between Liv the Web Girl, producer Pork Chop. You can play along maybe by yourself. You're with a friend. Maybe listen to the podcast later. You can do that. And all it's going to require, guys, is just some basic common sense, just using your brain power. Do you have any there?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's really simple. It's going to be the three things in common game.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three things. They all have one thing in common. Okay. You buzz in with your name, either Liv or Pork Chop, whenever you think you know it. If the other person gets it wrong, you can buzz in and try to guess. Okay.
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 And we'll see who gets the most points here. You're only going to have 10 seconds, though. If you can't answer in 10 seconds, you're done.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Here we go. Toy, sand, juke.
Box. Liv. Box.
That is correct. You've got a toy box, a sandbox, a jukebox. Boom.
Good job, Liv.
Pork Chop.
Thank you.
Come on, bro. I know you can do this.
I mean, I get it now, but...
You did not understand from my instructions earlier?
No, I mean, like, I get that part now. Like, I mean, they don't really actually have anything in common.
Okay. 1 point for Liv the Web Girl. Here we go. Here we go. Next one. Joel. Goat. The Kid.
Billy? Chops, Billy.
Dang, dude.
Ooh,
look at
nice.
You nailed that one. Yes, Billy the Kid. Billy Goat and Billy Joel. Okay.
But now I get it because they all don't really have anything in common either.
All right, let's go to the next one, Joseph.
Jeez, okay, I know Alex is out today on vacation, but you don't have to fill in for her.
No,
come on.
I get it now.
All right, here we go. This one's kind of tough. Circus, pup, lean-to. What do these three things have in common?
Circle, pup, lean-to.
Circus.
Oh, circus.
Pup, lean-to. Answer I was looking for was types of tents.
Oh. What's a pup tent?
I don't know.
And a lean-to tent?
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Interesting.
Very. Circus tent was probably the easiest out
of
all
those.
All right, here we go. We're doing the three types. Three things in common game. Here's your next one. You can play along. Liv and Pork Chop. It is slate, flint, marble.
Chops.
Chops, what's your guess?
Types of stone?
Dang, baller. Look at you.
Woo. I was thinking of Flint, Michigan. I was trying to think of water.
It's not a bad guess. I don't think I'd get any of these right if I was in the other spot.
Side.
But yeah. All right, I got a few more left here.
Let's see how we do. Get them.
Let's say it's a brand new game here.
Also, like,
Best of three. Doing this
early on a Monday, it's really testing.
Well,
us,
that's
I
what I'm
like.
Saying. I want to get your brain
okay,
fired up.
Go,
we
got a lot.
Guys, the show's just beginning.
No, I know. Let's hit it. Let's do the next one.
Get it right. Get it tight. Here we go. Tampa, Sarasota.
Chops.
Pork Chop. Didn't even get to get all three out.
Cities in Florida?
Oh, that's an early an early guess. Yeah, I was also going to go with Key West.
All right. I thought that was going to be like a trick question.
Well, he did go in there quickly. All right, three things in common game. Here we go, last two. Shaq, LeBron James.
Chops. Basketball players.
Dang, Liv, I think he's about to win this.
Woo!
Let's see if you can this is for all the points, okay?
Okay.
Whoever gets this right wins the entire game. Hockey player.
Chops.
Okay, now you're just a dummy.
Go
ahead.
All right,
go ahead.
Give your
answer. Go ahead.
Sports.
Would you like me to do it all, Liv?
And yeah, give it all, and then I'll go.
Okay, that's kind of how the game works. I guess Sports Trap didn't figure that out yet. Hockey player.
Yes.
Lacrosse player.
Yes.
Drummer.
Liv, people that use sticks.
There you go. Liv wins the game!
Wait, how the heck does Liv win the game?
My one life.
Wait, what?
Sure, let me tell you.
I got like six right.
He just said, for the last one, he said this is for all of the marbles.
No, he said best of three with the last three, and I got the last three.
No, but then I said, that, listen, you're honestly like, you're acting like you're Alex today. Listen to the rules.
Yeah, he did say.
I listened to all the rules.
Before he said the last question, he said, this is for all the marbles. This is like the winner.
But how's it?
Takes it, and then you messed it up. That's
your
own
you
fault.
Guessed like a big dummy.
The funny thing is, after you said lacrosse, I knew it was stick, but I figured I already answered, so I shouldn't answer again.
One time, girl, I love, girl, I love.
I feel like this is pick on Pork Chop Day.
Girl, I love, girl, I love you.
That's everything.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
All right, usually we're a bunch of dummies here on the Joe and Alex Show, and don't worry, that will continue today. But I wanted to be serious for a second here because I'm open that if I admit to this, that maybe you'll say, you know what, I kind of do that too, and it's pretty stupid. I shouldn't be doing it. I don't even know how to say this. I mean, it's not uncommon. I almost got into an accident this weekend. It would have been my fault. I almost rear-ended somebody because I got distracted and I looked down at my phone when I ended up. It was an Instagram DM, by the way. That's what it was. But I heard like a ding. I looked down. I didn't hit the brakes on my car fast enough, but something in my Jeep, I have a Jeep, and I've talked about this before, it's from Champion Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, and I right now have a Jeep Wrangler Sahara. Thing's awesome, but I didn't realize how awesome it was, because it looks cool, sound system's cool, yada, yada, yada. The thing that, and I don't even know the exact term, it's like the front sensor, something that can determine a crash is about to happen with technology. Guys, I look down, my wife says words that can't be said again on the radio, she's like, Joe! And she's swearing. My Jeep, I thought like it was falling apart. The brakes just slam on themselves. Like it felt like the whole front end was compressing in. It felt so weird if you ever had your foot on your brake. It was like ABS. I don't know what it was. But I've never stopped a vehicle so quick. If it wouldn't have been for that, I would have went right into the back of this like Jetta.
Right.
Just because I heard a ding, I knew like it was my DM sound. And I was waiting to hear back from somebody. I just looked like, I swear it was a second. It wasn't that long.
Right.
But I looked down at my phone. And that Jeep, I've never had a vehicle had a sensor like that before.
Yeah, that is so scary.
But have you guys, I mean, like, I'm not making fun of you, Liv. I know you got in an accident before, and wasn't it something similar? Like, you didn't see the car in front of you in time?
Yeah, but I wasn't on my phone.
What were you doing?
I just was driving. And the person wasn't, like, he wasn't on his brakes. So I didn't see his taillights. I don't know if his taillights were out or what, but like there were no taillights on.
Oh.
And so they stopped in the middle of the road, of this fast road, when there was a green light.
Whoa.
But because there were no taillights, I didn't realize that they were.
You didn't
see it?
I
thought they were getting ready to go because it just had turned green. So I thought they were just taking a little bit longer to like speed up and go. I didn't know that they were like totally stopped and like not going to move. I thought they were going to start moving because I didn't see the taillight. So I thought that they were like edging their way forward and I didn't have enough time to stop.
Wow, that's insane. Like, yeah, I mean, the person's lights worked when I looked up.
Right.
But I mean, you hear these stories all the time. And it's just like, I feel so stupid because I always comment on them and I judge people. I'm like, what a dummy. Like, how do you not like pay attention when you're driving?
Right.
And
well, you feel
I wasn't even texting.
I'm looking at my phone.
Yeah. Well, I mean, because I do. I get worried about you. And like,
right.
Everybody thinks that they're such a good driver when they're like, oh, I'm driving with my legs or this or that. Like, and I can type. And I've seen some people that actually It looks like they're doing it, but it doesn't matter. The one time you're not doing it,
right.
Forget rear-ending a car. You might kill a person. And that just, and it was in a very high traffic area with people and pedestrians. And I said, God, you're such a dummy, Joe. Like, what if it would have been a person?
Oof.
Like, what if? It could have
been.
Yeah,
right. It could have been anything.
Why was the Jetta stopped?
It was just traffic. It was just normal traffic. Yeah, it wasn't. They didn't slam on their brakes. I mean, people, you never know. People are stupid drivers. But it's just, I never realized that. And I'm looking it up right now. I should know more about my car, but it's just brand new. I'm still learning about it. But I think it might be something with, like, the impact sensor.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, in the front. But I've never had a vehicle that had something. It just would have been, like, crash.
See, my car, if I'm ever approaching another car and I'm, like, going, like, a little quick, whatever, and it gets close, my car beeps.
See, and I think it's a newer feature on there, because my cars, you know, before that were all old, and I drove cars for 10 or 12 years at a time, and, like, my old Saturn Ion had 210,000 miles on it. That thing, it didn't have anything.
Right.
You know, now cars come with, like, everything standard, but wondering if anybody else, you know, can see this as a wake-up call for themselves and just
for
put that
sure.
freaking phone second.
I need to. I'm bad about this, and, like, I hate admitting that because everyone is, it's something so stupid that you should not do at all, but it's sometimes so hard. Even just, like, switching a song on my phone, because I'll, like, if I'm, like, listening to music and, like, I'm, like, wanting to switch the song that's playing.
Yeah.
Even that, like, sometimes I'll be scrolling through my playlist and I'm, like, even that, even if I'm not texting, like, still anything with your phone, it's so bad.
Well, there's so many things that I've talked about before on the air. You might hear commercials too that I love about my Jeep Wrangler from Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram. But I have to say now, that's my favorite feature. That's even better than, like, the sunroof,
right,
or than the sound system or the leather seats.
Yeah,
or
absolutely.
Anything else. I'm telling you guys, I would have just smashed. And I think we would have been hurt. Like, I think we would have really, yeah, like a concussion or something. Because it was on, like, a slow rolling. I was probably going 30 or 40.
Yeah.
Which could be very,
so
very bad.
So,
that being said, they'll probably never want me to talk about that I got a Jeep from the game. But I really think it saved me from getting hurt. So,
right. That's incredible, though.
Please, let's all agree. We're just going to drive at our location and get to where we need to get to. Then we'll check our text messages, or in this case, an Instagram DM. By the way, if you want to follow us on Instagram, if you want to slide on in there, it's at Joe and Alex Show.
Shameless plug.
Well, I didn't plug mine, but it is Joe Pesh Radio.
If you're pulled over.
I thought you were going to try to throw out your handle right there.
Oh, no.
What is yours?
At Producer.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Carrie Underwood was on the red carpet for the ACMs last night and revealed her favorite band and who she likes to sing along with in the shower.
I'm just a huge DNR fan.
Yeah.
Axel's, like, one of my vocal heroes. Uh-huh. And that's who I sing in the shower. So.
Oh, sweet child of mine.
Yeah, you would not expect that.
No, I didn't either. That's weird.
Kanye West honored Nipsey Hussle during his Sunday service, like, concert thing yesterday. He played a clip of Nipsey Hussle giving some inspirational words of encouragement along to some music.
Stay motivated, stay inspired, show love your people. Just want to send some words of encouragement. Y'all stay focused, y'all keep working hard, believe in yourself. Prove everybody that doubts are wrong. Show up every day, stay motivated, stay inspired.
It was just a crazy weekend. Are you going to talk more about it in the garbage? I wouldn't suspect you would, but just about Nipsey Hussle and all the drama surrounding people, Kodak Black.
So Kodak
Black. I don't wanna, if you're not doing it yet, I don't want to ruin it for you, but.
Well, I wasn't going to, but I will now.
It's just insane to me. Yeah, you want to touch on that real quick?
Kodak Black.
He's a rapper.
Yeah, he's a rapper, and he kind of came at Nipsey Hussle's girlfriend, like grieving girlfriend.
Yeah, he just lost
her
guy.
Yeah, and he actually did apologize, though.
But a lot of, like,
this
there's
weekend.
Like a radio station on the West Coast, like, it's too late. They're saying they're going to stop his music. This was a lie. It's like, it was really crappy of him because I think Instagram Live, the rapper Kodak Black kind of, like, said, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
He, like, was, shot a shot. It's like,
yeah,
dude, really? Like the guy just got shot down and murdered.
Away. Right. So, obviously, that is, like, super classless and, like, horrific. He should not have done that. He did issue an apology, but, I mean, I still think people are mad.
Yeah.
It was just way too soon. Kit Harington, who plays Jon Snow on the Game of Thrones, was on Saturday Night Live this past weekend, and he joked about how everyone is asking for spoilers on the show.
So, who wins Game of Thrones?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm not at liberty to reveal that information.
At liberty? Bitch, I didn't come here for sketches. Who wins Game of Thrones?
Yeah. Okay, can we have him removed, please? Look, I'm sorry, but I'm not revealing how the show ends.
Well, all right, could you just give us a general sense of how it ends?
Wait a second, Amelia, you're in the show. You know already.
Well, yeah, but, you know, I forgot.
Khaleesi?
Yes, so surprise guest Emilia Clarke came and showed up during his main monologue, at the beginning of the show. Yes, and fans went absolutely crazy. Logan Paul.
Oh, my favorite YouTuber of all time. Please give me nothing but all the good stuff.
Was stopped by a TMZ reporter and was asked about what he thinks about video games. He said he's worried Gen X is producing a population of people who are addicted to something more dangerous than drugs or alcohol, which are video games. He says that he's down with Prince Harry's idea of putting the brakes on the video game Fortnite because kids are so addicted to it and playing it so much. Logan said that when he was younger, he used to be addicted to World of Warcraft and said it took over his life when he was a kid. He also worries that virtual reality gaming is going to mess up kids 20 and younger, and he says that they won't be able to separate fantasy from reality. Now, not a giant fan of the Paul brothers, especially Jake Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Logan Paul is a little bit older, still think he's done awful things. I think this is the first time in my life that I kind of agree with him.
I was going to say, I think me too.
Yeah, he actually is making sense and sounds like a real rational, mature human being, which is shocking in itself.
You heard it first here on the Joe and Alex Show. Liv the Web Girl agrees with everything Logan Paul does.
No. Okay, coming up next, this celebrity said that the 2016 election made her have a midlife identity crisis.
All right, it's coming up in about an hour here on the Joe and Alex Show.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
All right, guys, don't you go anywhere. You may know this story because of a few episodes of American Horror Story were based on him, or you just might know him because he's one of the most brutal serial killers from the South. His name? The Axeman. We're going to go to the bayou. We're going on down there next for a brand new Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of three bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom and my sister.
The city is preoccupied with a killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
The reason we do Murder Monday is to bring attention to Crime Stoppers. They let you anonymously give tips on any unsolved crime that might be in your area. This number, 1-800-222-TIPS. That's 1-800-222-TIPS. Alex, what are you talking about today for Murder Monday?
One of the most mysterious frenzies to grip the city of New Orleans came in the early 1900s with the arrival of the Axeman. In May 1980, something or someone was terrorizing the city. His arrival sparked terror in the city that would last for the next year and a half. The residents of New Orleans would spend each night listening to every sound, looking at every shadow, and would open their newspapers with trembling hands each morning. The Axeman had come to the city, and no one was safe, so it seemed. Some people start to believe that he's not a man at all, but a supernatural creature that is able to appear and disappear at will. Others think he's simply a demented serial killer who hacked off the heads of his victims while they slept. On May 23rd, 1918, an Italian grocery store owner named Joseph and his wife Catherine are sound asleep when the killer breaks into their house. The mysterious man cut the couple's throats with a straight razor, and before leaving, he bashes their heads with an axe. Joseph survives the attack, but dies minutes later after being discovered by his brothers, Jake and Andrew. Catherine dies just minutes before her husband's brothers arrive. Her throat had been cut so deep that her head was nearly severed from her shoulders.
Oh my gosh.
In the apartment, law enforcement agents find the bloody clothes of Joseph and Catherine's murderer. It looked like he had changed into a clean set of clothes before fleeing the scene. A razor used on the couple is found on the lawn of a neighbor, and an axe coated in their blood is found in their apartment. Police rule out a robbery as motivation for the attacks because money and valuables were left in plain sight and were not stolen by the intruder. Police figure out that the razor used to kill the couple belonged to Andrew, Joseph's brother who found him. His employee told police that Joseph's brother had removed the razor from his barber shop just 2 days prior to the murders and had said that he wanted to have a nick honed from the blade. Andrew, who lived in the adjoining apartment to his brother Joseph, discovered his dead brother and sister-in-law about 2 hours after the gruesome attacks had occurred, after he heard strange groaning noises through the walls. Andrew said he didn't know the attack had happened at first because he was drunk and didn't notice. He said he had gotten home after a late night of celebrating because he was about to join the Navy. Police find it a little hard to believe that Andrew hadn't heard the break-in and the initial attack, and Andrew becomes the police chief's prime suspect in the crime. But he ends up getting released because there just isn't enough evidence to convict him.
This sounds like every Murder Monday, by the way. It's like, how do you not have enough? I guarantee at the end it's going to be overwhelming evidence.
Well, funny you say that, Joe. Just keep listening. Investigators begin digging into old files, looking for possible cases that match this murder, and to their surprise, they discovered that 3 murders and a number of attacks against Italian grocers had already taken place in 1911. The murders bear a striking resemblance to this crime because an axe had been used in each case and access to each home had been gained through a panel in the back door. Police originally thought these crimes had been acts of terror organized by the mafia, but now the police and the Italian residents of the French Quarter brace themselves for the worst. Almost exactly a month after Joseph and Catherine's murder comes a second crime. Louis, a grocer who lived behind a store with his wife Annie, are discovered by neighbors one morning, lying in a pool of their own blood. Louis is badly injured, but not dead. Beside him is Annie, also injured, but amazingly not dead. Both of them had been hacked with an axe. The weapon is lying next to Louis, and it's also covered with blood. A panel of the kitchen door had been removed, a chisel is lying on the back steps, and nothing had been stolen. After Annie regains consciousness, she says her attacker had been young and had dark skin. But then she changes her story and says Louis had attacked her, her husband. The police are skeptical, though, because they realize how impossible it would be for Louis to have attacked Annie and then fractured his own skull with an axe. After Louis recovers from his injuries, he's released. They don't have evidence to charge him either.
Yeah, that makes no sense, but okay.
Later on that year in August, a woman named Mrs. Edward Schneider wakes up in the night to see a tall, phantom-like form standing over her bed. She screams just as the axe falls. A few minutes later, her neighbors find her unconscious with her head gashed and bloody and several of her teeth knocked out. She miraculously survives. A few nights later, another Italian grocer named Joseph Romano is attacked. Not to be confused with the first Joseph. This attack is just like the others, but this time he does not survive. He dies a few hours later and is never able to provide any clue as to the identity of the Axeman. By this time, hysteria is sweeping through the city. Families take turns being lookouts at night and standing guard over their relatives as they sleep. People walk around in the dark with loaded shotguns and wait for the news of the latest Axeman sightings. On August 11th, the killer is seen in the neighborhood of Tulane and Broad, masquerading as a woman, the rumors say. So a manhunt is organized, but no one finds this guy dressed as a woman. On August 21st, a man is seen leaping a back fence, but despite a quickly organized search party, the mysterious man escapes again. Were these sightings real or just the fright-fueled imaginations of scared citizens? In the next couple weeks, 3 more people find evidence that the Axeman had tried but failed at breaking into their houses. Then, as mysteriously as he had come, the Axeman vanishes, at least for a while. When we come back, we finish the story of the most puzzling serial killer in New Orleans history, the Axeman, for Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show.
Police searched Gacy's home and found the decomposed remains of 3 bodies in a dirt crawl space under the house.
Tomorrow marks 30 years since Johnny Gosch disappeared on his paper route.
I just killed my mom.
The city is preoccupied with the killer who in one note signed himself the Son of Sam.
The East Area Rapist, just when you thought the story couldn't get any worse.
Wrists and ankles chained, gagged, probably blindfolded.
We have an individual who apparently has the uncontrollable desire to kill.
It's Murder Monday on the Joe and Alex Show. Listener discretion is advised.
It is Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. And I'm wondering, Alex, if you go to our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, what photos are up there today of the Axeman?
Okay, so there is a photo that I posted last night saying that we were going to be talking about this story, but it's actually a picture of the actor from American Horror Story, because this whole story is covered in a couple episodes of season 3, Coven. Mm-hmm. And there's no pictures, though, of the actual Axeman because, well, it's like the early 1900s and nobody's taking Instagram photos.
Excuse me, Axeman, would you pose for a photo? Don't move for 1 minute. Thank you.
Yeah, so I did ask an interesting question, though, of which city do you think is the most haunted city in America on Instagram last night, which you can answer at Joe and Alex Show, because New Orleans is a really haunted city. Like, they're known for voodoo and hauntings and all kinds of stuff. So I wanted to know if you have a city that you think is the most haunted.
I feel like anywhere like where the Civil War happened.
Yes.
I feel like that's got to be a haunted place.
So we left off with a mysterious axe-wielding serial killer terrorizing New Orleans in the early 1900s named the Axeman. In the early morning hours of March 10th, 1919, the Axeman strikes again. It's his most terrible crime yet. A woman named Mrs. Cordemiglia, the wife of a grocer just across the river from New Orleans, wakes up to find her husband struggling with a large man in dark clothing who's armed with an axe. As her husband falls into a bloody heap on the floor, Mrs. Cordemiglia holds her 2-year-old daughter in her arms and begs her attacker for mercy, at least for the child. But the axe comes down anyway, killing the little girl and fracturing the skull of her mother. The police are once again stumped, and rumblings begin to suggest that perhaps the Axeman really isn't a man at all. Some claim that he might be a woman or a little person, enabling him to slip through the small space that he cut in the doors when he would break into these houses. But others think that he's a creature from the world beyond. How else, they wondered, could all of the witnesses describe the killer as being a large man when only a small person could have slipped through the chiseled panels in the back doors? The killer had to have come in through supernatural means, as each door was still locked when the attacks were discovered. After the Cordemiglia murders, New Orleans is again filled with terror. The police say that they believe all the crimes have been committed by the same man, a bloodthirsty maniac filled with passion for human slaughter. And perhaps they were right. On Friday, March 14th, 1919, the editor of the New Orleans Times newspaper receives a letter from a man who claims to be the Axeman. The letter says, "They have never caught me and they never will. They have never seen me, for I am invisible, even as the ether that surrounds your earth. I am not a human being, but a spirit and a demon from the hottest hell. I am what you Orleanians and your foolish police call the Axeman. When I see fit, I shall come and claim other victims. I alone know who they will be. I shall leave no clue except my bloody axe, besmeared with blood and brains of he whom I have sent below to keep me company. If you wish, you may tell the police to be careful not to rile me. Of course, I am a reasonable spirit. I take no offense at the way they have conducted their investigations in the past. In fact, they have been so utterly stupid as to not only amuse me, but his satanic majesty. But tell them to beware. Let them not try to discover who I am, for it were better that they were never born than to incur the wrath of the Axeman. I don't think there is any need of such a warning, for I feel sure the police will always dodge me, as they have in the past. They are wise and know how to keep away from all harm. Undoubtedly, you Orleanians think of me as your most horrible murderer, which I am, but I could be much worse if I wanted to. If I wished, I could pay a visit to your city nearly every night. At will, I could slay thousands of your best citizens, for I am in close relationship with the Angel of Death. Now, to be exact, at 12:15 earthly time on next Tuesday night, I am going to pass over New Orleans. In my infinite mercy, I am going to make a little proposition to you people. Here it is. I am very fond of jazz music, and I swear by all the devils in the nether regions that every person shall be spared in whose house a jazz band is in full swing at the time I have just mentioned. If everyone has a jazz band going, well, then so much better for the people. One thing is certain, and that is that some of your people who do not jazz it up on Tuesday night will get the axe. Signed, the Axeman." The people of New Orleans do their best to follow the Axeman's instructions. Restaurants and clubs all over town that Tuesday are jam-packed with people. Friends and neighbors gather in their homes to jazz it up, and by midnight, the city is alive with jazz music everywhere. Banjos, guitars, and mandolins strum into the night, while Joseph Davila, a well-known local composer, creates the theme song for the night. He titles his composition, "The Mysterious Axeman's Jazz," and in typical New Orleans fashion, it becomes a huge hit. When the sun rises the next morning, not a single attack had occurred that night. Even though it was unlikely that every single house was filled with the sounds of jazz, The axeman passed the city by, perhaps satisfied with the celebration that was held in his honor. All is quiet for some time until the night of August 3rd, 1919. In the middle of the night, a young girl named Sarah Lawman is attacked with an axe while she sleeps in her locked house. She gets a brain concussion, but she lives. Even though Sarah doesn't die, the attack pushes hysteria into the city to new heights. Sarah Lawman was not the owner of a grocery store. She was not Italian, and her attacker had not entered through a door panel, but a window this time. In other words, if he could attack Sarah Lawman, then no one was safe. Was it really the Axeman, though, or an imitator? No one knew for sure. On August 10th, a man named Steve Boca stumbled from his house with axe wounds in his skull. Dripping blood, he manages to make it to his friend's house about a half block away. Steve's friend treats the wounds as best as he can and then calls for help. The police search Steve's house and find the classic signs of the Axeman, the chiseled door panel and the bloody axe left lying on the floor. On September 2nd, a local pharmacist named William Carson fires several shots at an intruder who had broken into his house. The intruder leaves a broken door and an axe behind, but manages to escape without injury. Then in October, the Axeman appears again for a final slaughter. A grocer named Mike Pepitone is butchered in his bed during the night. His wife and six children asleep in the next room are not harmed. The usual clues had been left behind, but the authorities are no closer to learning the identity of the man who had been terrorizing New Orleans for more than a year. This was the last murder attributed to the Axeman. He is never seen or heard from in New Orleans again. No one has ever learned the true identity of the Axeman, or did they? More than a year after the Axeman's final appearance, a former New Orleans man named Joseph Mumphrey is shot to death on the West Coast. He had been killed by a woman named Esther Albano, who was later to be discovered as the widow of the Axeman's last victim. So police start working to try and untangle the mystery that probably linked this Joseph man's murder to the Axeman case. Some curious coincidences are revealed during the investigation. Joseph Mumphrey had once been the leader of a gang of blackmailers in New Orleans who had preyed on Italians. He had also been, for a separate matter, sent to prison just after the first axe murders in 1911. In the summer of 1918, he was paroled. At the same time, the Axeman appeared again. Immediately after the last Axeman murder, this Joseph Mumphrey guy had left New Orleans for the West Coast, and strangely, the Axeman had vanished as well. In spite of this, there was no actual evidence to link him to any of the crimes. To this day, the city of New Orleans gets chills when they hear the mysterious Axeman's jazz, because the Axeman was never caught.
Ooh.
This was an unsolved one. I never do unsolved ones, and I never do historical old murders. So what did you guys think?
I think it kind of sounded like a Joe and Alex Show book buddies.
Really? Is that like a book, a story?
Hey, kids. Now, with this one, I kind of got confused, I'll be honest. I don't know if it tripped anybody else up. But when you said, hey, guys, I'm doing it on the Axeman, I'm like, is this like the Axe body spray guy? Like, like all you have is this scent left behind.
No, but there were tons of guys when I was in middle school that definitely knocked some people out with as much spray on deodorant as they were using in the locker rooms.
You know what satisfaction I get out of this story?
What?
Knowing that the Axeman is dead.
That's true. This is forever ago.
I'm still alive. All right, that's Murder Monday here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Call the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
Shockingly single. That's what Charisse Theron claims. And she wants guys to grow a pair and ask her out. She says, I've been single for 10 years. It's not a long shot. Somebody just needs to grow a pair and step up. Ladies, do you really have this problem? Are guys not coming up to you? Or is this just like one celebrity? Or is this like a, you know, in air quotes here, an average girl problem? I mean, live the web girl, you're taken right now, but a lot of your girlfriends that are single, are guys not stepping up? Are they afraid?
I feel like, maybe it's like afraid or like they don't want the commitment to. Also, I feel like this means, I feel like when girls say this, it's like maybe they are getting asked out, but not by the guy that they might have their eye on or they're interested in, if that makes sense. So, but yeah, I mean, I think it definitely just depends on the person, whether like if like people aren't asking you out. I have one girlfriend who gets asked out and gets hit on all the time. She's beautiful, but it's no one she's interested in. So okay, she's constantly saying, Oh, no one asked me out. Like,
that doesn't count,
blah,
though.
Blah, blah, blah.
Nobody that
like,
you
no,
like.
No, but like, no one, right, exactly.
Nobody that you're attracted to. Okay. And that's what I'm wondering. Is it that it's not the guy you want to ask you out? Or it's just like, no, like, for whatever reason, you're not full of yourself, or maybe you are, but people will not actually hit on you. I know, like, that if there was a girl I thought was really, 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 like, awesome, like, really, really hot, I would always be afraid to. And yeah. And it doesn't mean like I never dated like girls that I thought were beautiful, but I'm saying like I know I had that fear. Now if I drank a bunch of beer, goodbye to the fear.
You know what's really interesting with me?
What, pork chop?
When it came to females, I was this way. Like I would be nervous about asking a female out because I felt like.
So is that why you're bi? Like it's just easier to talk to a bro?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, but when it comes to guys, like I always felt super confident. Like I don't know. I felt like I. That sounds really. I don't want to say that. I just felt like I was better. Like if there was a guy
say
that
what
I was
you were gonna say.
Yeah, go ahead and say.
If
as long
there
as it'll work.
A guy that I saw that I liked, I was very confident that I could approach myself to that guy. But when it came to girls, I was just very like shy and nervous.
No, I don't have an attraction to guys. But I kind of get what you're saying. Like I feel like if I was bi or if I said maybe I'm gay, like I feel like I would have an easier in with a guy because I am a guy.
Right.
Maybe that's why.
I don't know. I guess what
I guess that kind of makes sense.
That's just what maybe. I'm putting in my head here. 833 Joe Alex. Ladies, what is it? Is this just a one-off thing here? Are you really having issues with bros, you know, like not getting the balls to hit on you?
Okay, now here's the thing. Now, Charisse Theron and me have a little bit of an age gap between us. Like, obviously,
she's a mom.
She's way older than me. But coming from me, my age and where all of my friends are at in life, no one is asking people out. Like all of my friends are still going out to the bars every single weekend, every Friday and Saturday, getting drunk and maybe getting a number at the bar when they're drunk, or even maybe making out with someone at the bar when they're drunk. And then they start texting and then like maybe they start pre-gaming together. But I don't know, like very little of my guy friends are actually asking girls to go out on a date.
That sucks. Like, oh my God, if I was single right now and that's the crap I had to do, I'd be miserable. I'm technically a millennial. Like, I'm 33, right. So I'm in the upper end of it. But that would suck. Like, I don't think I'm even a romantic, but I want to be with somebody and I want to date them and go out and like pursue them.
Right. And so, and I think that, I don't know why my guy friends don't ask girls out on dates, but they just don't. I don't know if it's like they're not interested. They don't want to commit to anything right now.
Yeah. Wait, are we talking about like asking out on a date or asking out like to date?
And like asking them out on a date. Oh, like they're not even romantically involved.
Yeah. That's what she's saying. She wishes that guys had the kahunas to actually say, hey, could I take you out
on a date?
I would take girls out like on dates and stuff. I guess my problem was like actually when it came to the commitment part. Like, ooh, do you want to be boyfriend and girlfriend?
But
well, women are crazy.
And so
I wonder
if like this is like maybe like people who are my age, like people who are like 23, 24, if they're just like not ready to do it yet, because there is like there's statistics that show that women and men, the median age for women and men to get married has risen, and the median age for a guy to get married is like 30.
And I believe that.
The median age for a woman to get married now is like 28 or 29. So I'm wondering, like, is this kind of like the effects of that as far as why none of my guy friends are asking girls out on dates and why a lot of my girlfriends aren't going out on dates. Now, my boyfriend, Joel Daddy, he is 4 or 5 years older than me. And he asked me out on a date, and it was my very first date ever.
Which blows my mind.
And,
that blows my mind.
Because in college, like, people just didn't do that.
But why wouldn't you want to date a girl in college?
I don't know. But I mean, you end up dating and getting in a relationship, but it's not like taking them out on a first date. So
after you get her pregnant at a frat party, I guess you kind of have to start dating.
Yeah.
You know, just to,
oh my
gosh. To stay with her.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Hello, it's a Monday Music Marathon on Radio Now, and yep, we're the Joe and Alex Show. Follow the Joe and Alex Show, Twitter and Instagram, it is at Joe and Alex Show. Oh God, all right, let's just get into it. Good morning, Jeremy.
How you doing, Joey?
Jeremy, hello.
Hey, Alex, you sound different.
It's Liv.
Oh, all right.
That's funny. And yeah, Pork Chop's here too, if you want to say hi to him.
How you doing, Pork Chop?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. It's been a heck of a weekend, I'll tell you that much.
So why are we talking to you this morning?
Well, do you want the long story or the short story?
I would prefer the short as possible.
I prefer the long.
Yeah, long.
No.
All right. I'm going to listen to Liv and Pork Chop, obviously, because they're more friendly with me. So, big Final Four weekend. Did you guys watch the big game?
Michigan State, Texas Tech.
Yeah, that
kind of sucked. I was disappointed by Michigan State losing to Texas Tech.
All right. So we have something in common. That's good.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Michigan State lost, and so I was with some friends. My friend Mitch had a Final Four party, and there was probably, I don't know, 6-7 of us there, and we had a few cold ones, you know, drinking PBRs and stuff.
Right.
So Michigan State lost, and I mean, they didn't play a great game. I don't think they deserved to win. Texas Tech played great defense and whatever. But,
okay, we don't need a sports breakdown,
right,
please.
Right.
We're not a sports show.
No, I agree with what he's saying.
I know, but that's nobody cares.
Well, some people care. Don't you? You have a show in Texas, right? Aren't you in Dallas?
No,
we're in Houston, but still,
Houston. Same place, man. It's all the same with the state, dude. Anyways,
no, Houston is okay.
You just made him so mad, probably.
Sorry.
Anyways, listen, Joey. So, State lost, and you're familiar with East Lansing rituals, right? So we burned a few things. Long story short, there
because you were so upset.
Yeah, everybody was upset. Well, we were mad. We wanted to win the game.
Honestly,
I mean, either way, we probably would have burned stuff.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
You win, but, you burn, you lose, you burn.
Right, yeah. There was actually a lot of rest in East Lansing, which was pretty crazy. I wasn't in East Lansing. My friend doesn't live there, but we burned some couches. And then, you know, after that, we were all pumped up from burning stuff, so we burned other stuff. We burned a coffee table. We burnt he had a Christmas tree that he hadn't disposed of yet, so we burned that.
Wow, that must have been dry. It probably burned good.
Oh, that burned so fast. Have you ever put up a Christmas tree? Oh man, those suckers go up.
It's April. It's April. Why is the Christmas tree still around?
I don't know. Sometimes you just hold on to things, you know, he's a hoarder. He has an old snowmobile that hasn't run in about 10 years. So we found a gallon of gas and we soaked it in gasoline and lit that sucker up.
You lit a snowmobile on fire. That's got to be illegal. I don't think you're allowed to burn a snowmobile.
I don't know, man. I mean, it didn't run. Who cares?
You know, Jeremy, I actually used to live in Michigan too, and I would Uber drive in East Lansing, and I'm still in a Facebook group with all the East Lansing Uber drivers, and they were posting pictures of, like, there was probably 100 state troopers, like, on scene at the MSU campus. That's some dangerous stuff, dude. I'd hate to see if you got arrested.
That's what I'm saying, man. These people are crazy. I mean, like I said, I wasn't in East Lansing, so I didn't participate in any of their activities.
Okay.
But we definitely had our own fun. There was never cops around, so we didn't get arrested. But it was still a good time, you know, lighting stuff on fire and whatnot.
Right, right.
So, not to cut you off, because this sounds like a really compelling story. I'm sure everybody wants to hear more. You're calling to tell us that because the basketball game didn't go your way this weekend, you and your friends set a couch on fire. That's why we're talking to you today.
Do you have any furniture left?
That was at my friend's house, and we didn't burn all of his stuff. But anyway, let me keep going here, Joey. Stop being so rude.
Okay, geez.
So, did you watch WrestleMania last night, Joey?
No. You know I don't watch wrestling anymore. I used to watch it as a kid, but no. WrestleMania was last night?
All right. It was an extravaganza, let me tell you what. It was a little bit long. I have some notes for Vince McMahon, if I may. Maybe don't make the event 7.5 hours. That was insanely long. It wasn't over till 12:30.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was ridiculous, and I was not happy with some of the outcomes of the matches. So I was at home watching it, and I was just fired up. I was mad. And Beetle, he was asleep because he had to wake up early today.
Who's Beetle?
Who the hell is Beetle?
My stepdad. You know I call him Beetle. That's his nickname.
Okay.
You call your stepdad Beetle?
Yeah, his name's Beetle. So he was asleep because he had to wake up early. So after WrestleMania, which ended at 12:30, so freaking late, come on. I wasn't happy with some of the matches, the outcomes, and I was kind of drunk again. And I took the little couch. I found a way to get it outside, and then I lit that on fire.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, you lit your stepdad Beetle's couch on fire?
not the full couch, just like the love seat one, the smaller one.
Oh.
But he woke up. I guess he heard some noise or he smelled the fire and smoke or something, and he woke up and saw it burning on the front lawn. And yeah, he got pretty pissed. He came outside and he yelled at me and sprayed down with the hose. And so now there's a burnout couch on the front lawn that somebody's gonna take care of.
My
but
gosh!
He kicked me out. He wouldn't let me stay there the night, and I slept in my car last night. Basically,
Jeremy.
I tried to.
Good. I'm glad to see Beatles actually stepping up and doing something here, because
you can't sleep in your car.
Yeah, you can.
You're right, Liv. I can't sleep in my car. I need a place to stay, and that's
right.
Basically the gist of why I'm calling today, Joey. If you'd be so kind as to open up your house to me, I would appreciate maybe a room for a little bit. I'm sure Beetle will calm down. I just need a place to stay for a few weeks, maybe.
Yes.
Joey,
you've got to say yes to your cousin. He has nowhere to stay. You can't let him stay in his car.
Liv, he could come on the show
for
tomorrow.
What possibly is a couple of weeks.
Liv, how many bedrooms is your apartment?
One.
Pork chop, how many bedrooms is yours?
Two, but I've got a friend staying right now, producer MYK, my old friend, producer
get
MYK.
Get out of here, MYK. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Jeremy. We don't have room.
Yes, you do.
No, we don't.
Dude, he could come on the show tomorrow.
We know. We've just taken up 7 minutes of the show. You understand like that our jobs are based on people listening.
Joey.
And everybody's tuning out because of
Jeremy
calling for a bed.
I'll be a nice house guest. I'm going to take care of myself. I'll clean up after myself. Look, if you need somebody to drive you around, I can do that.
Drive your new Jeep.
You're not driving my Jeep from my friends at Champion Crusher Jeep Dodge Ram. No. You've probably seen that. No, you're not touching my Jeep.
I think you need to let him stay. I think that Michigan State already lost, so he's not going to be burning any of your furniture. WrestleMania already happened, so he's not going to be burning furniture from that. I think it's fine. I think you should let him stay. This is your cousin, Joey.
No, because I have a giant...
We're talking about family.
Don't call me Joey. I hate
no,
being called Joey.
I like Joey.
And listen, no, I have a giant sectional that I just finally paid off. No, we are not having him. You're not even allowed to sit on it, Jeremy.
He can feed the dogs. He can feed Lindsay.
No, because
he'll
end up killing my dogs because one dog can't eat anything.
Joey, listen, I'll do your laundry, man. I'll cook
for
you.
Oh, my gosh, see?
I don't know how a laundry machine works because I've never actually used it, but I'll figure it out and I will do it for you.
No, they hang all their stuff on a line. Not knocking that, but I do not trust him with our washer and dryer. All right, Jeremy, man.
I'll give Lindsay massages.
Okay. Bye, Jeremy.
Oh, dude.
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm not letting him be a massage therapist to my wife.
I'll take a massage.
Well, I don't think he's going to give you the same massage that he was going to try to give my wife.
Uh-oh.
All right, that's my cousin Jeremy on the Joe and Alex Show.
Love you, Jeremy.
Just come anyway.
Okay, bye. It is a Monday music marathon here on Radio Now. You can call the Joe and Alex Show anytime. 833-JOE-ALEX is the number. That's 833-563-2539. We got a lot still coming up here in the next 30 minutes. We got your dummy of the day. Also, I'll never drink blank again. Oh, somebody on the Joe and Alex Show showed out this weekend. They made a fool of themselves. We're going to talk about that. And also, we'll get into the garbage. But Liv the Web Girl.
Yes.
You sent us a message last night saying, guys, I got to talk about something awkward that happened. So what was awkward or weird this weekend for you?
So I was out to dinner with my two very best friends, Lizzie and Brooke, and we were at this restaurant and our waiter came by and he was like placing a water in this like booth that we were in, but it like looked like he was getting ready to come sit down. And so I started laughing and I was like, oh, I thought you were going to sit down.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think he got that. Like, I was like taken aback. Like, I was like, oh my gosh, I thought you were going to come sit down. Like, that would have been weird. And he was like, oh no, sorry, I can't. Like, I'm in a lot of trouble right now because I just didn't show up to work for 3 days that I was scheduled. And so this is my first day back. So they're really like putting a lot of work on me. I'm like running around. I'm like way too busy to sit down and
stuff.
Sounds
like pork chop.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And I was like, oh yeah, no, I totally get it. He was like, yeah, I went home for my birthday and I just decided to stay for 3 more days to party. And we're like, oh, okay, man. And we're like, one, that was like a lot of details. Two, like, why did you just not show up for work for 3 days? Like, no call, text, or anything. How does this dude still have a job? And like, three, we weren't wanting you to sit down. We just like thought you were going to. So then he comes and I like get out to go to the bathroom and he like follows me to the bathroom, like talking to me, like trying to carry a conversation. And I'm like, oh, okay, dude, like whatever. So weird. And then another time he comes over and is like, can I sit down? And we were like, sure. So this waiter comes and sits down and it's like, can I tell you guys a funny story? And we're like, yeah, sure. And we are like trying to hold it together. Like inside, I am dying laughing because I'm like, this guy is like so weird. Why
does
is he
not
just
have social cues? He doesn't understand.
I have no idea. No idea. He's so weird. And so then he sits down. He's like, yeah, so on Fridays and Saturdays, from like starting at 10 p.m., we clear out all the tables and there's dancing and there's music and it's really fun and stuff like that. And there's these older women here. And then one time I was dancing and this older woman like not only like smacked my butt, but grabbed it and jiggled it. And it's like jiggling his hand. And we're just like dying laughing, like, what is happening right now? And he's like, I didn't know what to say, so I just said, thanks. And we're like, oh, wow, yeah, okay. You get like sexually harassed and you say thanks. That's funny, but like very weird. And then he just like gets up and leaves. And we were like, what is going on with this dude? And then my friend told me that his teeth, he had like, have you guys heard of meth teeth?
Well, I've seen photos, missing? Yeah.
Like meth, like it's a meth tooth. Like you get it when like you smoke it. And she's a nurse, so she knows about this. And then she's like, I swear he had it. Like I absolutely swear.
I was literally going to ask you if he was on drugs. Because
no, he 1,000%. He had to have been either. He was on something.
That would
I'm
make
not
sense
sure
for being gone for 3 days.
Yeah, and we're like, oh, so you just go on like a crazy bender and are gone. You're like sitting down at our table. Like it was just the weirdest encounter ever. And he kept stopping over to our table and like talking to us. And we're like, dude, we came to dinner to like be with each other. No offense, like not you. It was just so weird. And like every single time he would come over, we just wanted to burst out laughing, but we were trying to compose ourselves. Like it was just so bizarre. And he 1,000% was on drugs.
833-JOE-ALEX. It certainly sounds like it. 833-563-2539. Has anybody else had a similar experience? Not necessarily the drugs, but just a weird waiter or waitress. Because only place I can think of off the top of my head would be like Hooters, where it's normal for them usually. They don't have to, but they'll sit down at the table. Maybe they're flirting or not,
yeah,
but they'll be there, you know, and they'll kind of linger
right,
a bit.
Right, they'll like kind of like hang out a little bit.
Yeah, because I remember like the first time at Hooters, like, wow, a hot girl sitting at my table.
You must have been like, wow, she's so interested in me.
She must be.
But she does
better,
it to like everyone.
I better give her a big tip. I mean, Porkchop, you were a server for a long time, and if this job doesn't work out for you, you'll probably be back there.
Right.
Well, I mean, like the show, if we all get fired, not just right, one person. Is this something you've seen with other coworkers, or what is this going on?
Well, me personally, obviously, when you're a waiter, like you only make like $2 an hour, so you're trying to work for your tips. So I try to be very nice. I try to read the tables. Like if they don't want me around, I'm not around. So I feel like that in that sense, I'm a good waiter. But one thing I do is when two people come in and they sit on the same side, I feel to me that's awkward. So what I do to make it awkward back is I sit down with them on the empty side.
Oh,
I literally
what?
Sit
on purpose.
Of course, because it's so weird to me when two people sit on the same side. So I'm like, okay, I'll just sit right here and take your order.
Okay,
so,
okay, we know
that's their prerogative.
We know somebody that has topped Liv's story for a weird waiter. His name, Producer Porkchop.
Oh, I love trash.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Chelsea Handler was on Bill Maher's show and explained how the 2016 election sent her into a midlife identity crisis. She explained how it made her feel so unhinged and the effects it had on her life and how it was very triggering for her and brought up things from her past.
My world becoming unhinged when I was a little girl. My brother died when I was 9 years old. I had never related the two, but for me, as I can imagine, it must have been for so many people. It was a huge emotional trigger.
Yeah, she just said that the trigger of feeling unhinged during the election just really sent her back to like things that when she was a kid, and she would have never realized that, but she was so angry all the time because after this happened and felt so crazy that she decided to go to therapy, which has really helped her and made her connect the two. And she said that she really turned to cannabis instead of drinking a lot during that time. Bill Cosby, the seven women who accused Bill Cosby of sexual assault have settled defamation suits against the jailed comedian. The attorney for the women told a federal judge that his clients are now satisfied by a settlement in a defamation suit against Cosby. But according to Cosby's spokesperson, the settlement was made by Cosby's insurer, and that the comedian himself didn't know about the deal at all. The spokesman added that the actor isn't paying anyone.
All right.
And Adam Sandler is finally returning to Saturday Night Live, but he's just going to be the host. He's returning on May 4th after leaving the show after the 94-95 season. Sandler first joined the show as a writer in the 1990s and became a regular on the show before getting booted after the 94-1995 season. And Shawn Mendes will be the musical guest.
It's like 25 years since he's been there.
Yeah, exactly. So I am absolutely so excited for this. Sandler's going to be so hilarious, and Shawn Mendes is really hot and a really good singer. So basically, May 4th, going to be a great SNL weekend. And then Shazam beat out Pet Sematary to take the top spot this weekend. Shazam is the latest DC comic movie, and it's a superhero movie featuring Zachary Levi, and it opened up in first place at $53.4 million. Then the remake of Pet Sematary opened up at second with $25 million. And then last weekend's top movie, which was Dumbo, fell to third place this weekend with $18.2 million. That's the garbage.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, someone on the Joe and Alex Show, man, they had a good time at the bar on Friday night, so much so that they don't remember exactly what they did. Well, this will be interesting. It's coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Hey, good Monday morning to you. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Coming up in about 15 minutes or less, we're going to get into your dummy of the day. So make sure you hang on for that.
This is bringing me back to high school.
Oh, really? This is bringing me back to this weekend. Gin is my favorite drink, by the way. If you ever want to buy me something, just cause a bottle of gin will make me, Joe, very happy.
Have you ever had Hendrix gin?
I have. You know what? I like the cheapest crap live when it comes to gin. My favorite gin is a $10 bottle of New Amsterdam gin. I know you're looking at me weird. Trust me. It's not just because I'm a cheap guy. I don't know. I just taste good. But I've had Bombay. I've had Hendrix.
Hendrix is good, but the crappier the alcohol, the worse your hangover is going to be. You do know that, right?
I know, but I'm saying just as far as smooth as just drinking it, that's my favorite taste. It's weird. I don't know why, but yeah.
Okay.
Now, listen. The number to call in is 833-JOE-ALEX. That's 833-563-2539. And I have a simple question that I would like you to answer for multiple reasons. First of all, it'll be awkward if we don't get calls. But second, I don't want to feel like I'm the only person alone here. Here is what's going on. I'll never drink blank again. I'm telling you right now, I had one before on my list, and it was I'll never drink Bacardi Limon or lemon ever again. That's the first time I ever drank alcohol. I was in high school at a party. I didn't realize, like, this is a warning too, kids don't drink. But it was, I didn't realize that I didn't know how much to get drunk, and I was like, yeah, just buy me a bottle of something. So they got me a bottle of Bacardi Limon, and it's like orange pop, and I just chased my drink with that. I drank 3/4 of a fifth in 20 minutes.
Oh,
just chugged it.
Gosh.
It was disgusting. I was like, ooh, I'm like, I want to get drunk. Like, what's it like? And I got so drunk that I don't even know how I didn't die. I think I was sick for 2 days straight. I threw up so much that my eyes kind of got some, like, blood vessels popped in them.
Oh, my God!
Like, you ever see somebody's, like, white in their eye red? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah,
like, what part
of
their eye? That's from throwing up so much. My mom's like, oh, so how was that hangout last night with your friend?
She knew
I went to a party.
Well, yeah, she's a nurse, too, so she probably has seen that before.
So that was before, but this weekend, Porkchop's answering phone calls right now, 833-JOE-ALEX. I'll never drink blank again. But now, I'll never do a shot again. of, I think it's Ruppel Mints. It kind of tastes like, you know,
like... Oh my gosh, I love Ruppel Mints.
I'll buy it for you if we ever go out. I'll buy you a shot. I'll never drink it again. I'm so afraid. I had to check my Instagram story. I got so drunk on Friday night. I was going out with my wife, Lindsay, for some sushi and two drinks. We were going to go see my buddy, Eric, who's a bartender, and he makes really good drinks. And the drinks he was making for us, we had two to start out. It was mezcal, it was scotch, and like some simple syrup. It's a really good drink.
Right.
I didn't realize it, Liv. That's actually two shots in one drink.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I'm really feeling kind of funny. Because we ended up Ubering home. I had to leave my Jeep behind. But... I ended up throwing up. I never throw up, and it's been so long. And Liv, it was painful how much it happened. So the smell that lingered was Rumpel Mints. I think, and actually I got it confirmed, I met some Joe and Alex show listeners as we were leaving. Like, oh, hey, we're big fans. I don't even remember meeting them. Pork Chop was there. I don't remember him being there.
What?
Our old producer, before we even went on the air in Houston, but we're here in Indy, his name was MYK. He was in town. And the only reason I knew all this is because my Instagram story had them on there.
That is honestly like the most awful feeling in the world when you wake up and then like you hear that you saw people and you have no recollection because you're like, oh my gosh,
what did I say?
What did I do?
Now, what about you, Liv the Web Girl? I mean, you're pretty good at, you know, partying. I think compared to me, you can party harder. Is there anything that you're like, I will never drink blank again?
I'm like going to gag just saying this. I will. Oh gosh.
You're getting the shake.
I will never drink coconut rum again. Like Malibu coconut.
Really?
Gag.
Oh, that stuff sounds so good. Do not. She really like live as a weak stomach.
I literally just like, I'm not kidding. I just gagged my eyes are watering.
Okay, did you drink too much then? I'll try to help you.
It was like too much. So I drank it for the Kentucky Derby one year. I'm from Kentucky and I was in college. And the morning of the Kentucky Derby, we were already hungover from the night before because the night before is like the biggest night to go out. In Louisville. And so I was already hungover and that's all we had. And we had no mixers and it was really warm. And so we drank that on our way to the party early, early, early in the morning. It was a Saturday before the Kentucky Derby. And I just never again, I just can't do it.
Yeah. Wow. When I was 21, I drank, what was it, vodka and orange juice.
Like a screwdriver, yes, that's a classic.
I can never drink that again. I drank so much, and I was not feeling good. I had work early the next morning. I was a waiter at a breakfast place.
Yeah.
No lie, my first table ordered orange juice, and I was like,
I can't do it!
You know what I love, by the way? We have full phone lines. We're going to get to you right now, 833-JOE-ALEX. Out of all the topics we've done today... Our show must be a bunch of alcoholics because that's what we're getting right now. Our phone lines are lit. Let's kick it off with Morgan. Morgan, what was your drink that you said, I will never drink blank again?
Fireball.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what? Like, everybody loves that cinnamon whiskey, but I can't. Now, did you just drink too much or you just can't handle it in general?
It was like my first college party one of my friends got like one of the big... like handles of it.
Oh, yeah. That's a lot, yeah.
And we were like, oh, this is going to be so much fun. And somehow throughout the night, three girls ended up drinking that entire jug of Fireball. And I woke up like cinnamon.
Oh, God.
That had to be the hangover from hell because you know how sugary Fireball is?
Fireball. No, it was horrible.
It's Morgan. Thank you for sharing. Now, like, see, it's one of those things Liv's talking about. You get like the dry heave shakes just thinking about it. Natalie, you also had a Fireball incident. What happened with you, Natalie?
Nothing crazy. I just can't do shots in general. And I was trying to impress this guy in college who I was obsessed with, super hot. And he would always buy me and my friend shots at the bar, and he always wanted to do Fireball. So I was, like, trying to impress him. But as like when he would take the shot, I would just, like, throw mine on the ground and pretend that I took
Genius.
It.
Genius.
That's so funny.
Wait, did nobody notice? Nobody noticed that, Natalie?
No. I mean, no one said anything to me.
How dare you waste? I would be there, mouth open.
What?
I said, how dare you waste? I would be there with my mouth
open. I know. So rude of me. But I just, like, I've tried to take Fireball shots before, and I just, like, instantly my mouth starts watering.
Right.
I can't.
You know what you can handle, and you know what you can't.
Did you ever end up getting the guy? Did it work or not? Like, doing those shots?
Unfortunately, no. He hooked up with my best friend.
No!
Oh,
That's terrible.
Girlfriend, I have been there before. Yes. Oh, the worst.
Fire it all.
Hey, Natalie, thank you for your call. Let's go to Joe. Joe, man, you're being dangerous with this drink. What will you never drink again? I've only had this once, and it darn near killed me. Ugh.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, guys. Anyway, you guys are awesome. I listen to you guys every morning on my way into work. I gave up streaming radio, but you guys rock. So, first of all, yeah. Second of all, yeah, my experience was with Everclear back in high school. When I was 16, we had a trash can. A trash punch or a trash can punch?
You throw everything in there?
Yeah.
It was nasty. It was after homecoming. We were all at a buddy's house, and there was like 18 kids there, all passed out, wasted from this nasty stuff. The next morning, it was disgusting. Yep, never ever again.
Dude, Everclear's no joke. Like, you can light it on fire. Has anybody here on the show ever done one of those Everclear shots, like where you do a flaming shot?
Yes, I have one time. I did it when I was in Jamaica. It's called like a Bob Marley shot, and it has Everclear in it. Mm-hmm. And it like has like the different like Rastafarian colors.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was pretty lit. You have to drink it really quick.
I'll never do any shot that's on fire again because my beard will just catch up. It'll be terrible. I'll lose my entire beard. Lynn's on the Joe and Alex show. What will you never drink again?
I will never drink Smirnoff Raspberry Smirnoff again.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Me and my best friend were like 15, 16 years old drinking in my parents' house in my bedroom. So we drank the whole bottle by ourselves, and there's one bathroom in my room, of course. So we couldn't go downstairs. We were both throwing up all night. It was horrible.
Oh, my gosh. That sounds awful.
It was horrible.
I know, but see, like, that's like my go-to. That's what I'm known for is icing people. So, like, if we ever meet, there's a high chance I'm going to ice you.
Yeah, Lynn, you want to avoid Liv at all costs.
Yeah, I'm 8 months pregnant now, and I'm about to throw up just thinking about it.
Oh gosh. Well, hey, congratulations. Are you going to name the kid after me?
Thank you. And, yeah, I'll be sure to make it his middle name.
All right, there we go. Joseph's a great middle name. Hey, Lynn, thank you for calling the Joe and Alex Show. There's so many people calling. We'll get to Shannon. But if you can't, take this to can we put this up on Facebook, too, Live the
Little
Girl?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So give us a like. Just search for radio now. And, of course, you can always tweet us at Joe and Alex Show. Shannon, we'll wrap up with you. Hey, good morning. What is it? I will never drink blank again.
Okay, it's Mad Dog 20. Do you remember this drink? I don't even know if they still make Mad Dog 20.
They had like the blue one, the orange one, the red one. Which one can't you drink?
The red.
Ugh, I've never had it. What's it
so
taste like?
Do you remember the night of the Tyson fight where he bit the new deer off?
Yeah, Holyfield, yep. Is this one that went down for you, Shannon?
Yes. So I went to this big party, you know, where it was supposed to be this big, huge thing, and as soon as I got there, I was like powered in, and I think I got through two bottles, and I didn't even make it through the first round, and I was done. There was vomit everywhere.
And you know what's the worst? God. When something like that is red, I had a buddy that we had to take to the hospital. You don't know if they're like throwing up blood or what. It's like, no, there's a Shannon and her Mad Dog 20. She's fine. Hey, Shannon, sounds like that you got the worst end of the deal than Holyfield did. You know, getting bitten and a little bit better.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to a bar afterwards and have so much fun. Oh, no, I was, bedbound, done.
There you go. Shannon, I like it, though. You sound like you'd be a fun person to party with. That's what I love about our people in a show. Like, they are just crazy. Now, wrapping up here, Pork Chop. Mm-hmm. You were there, right? Like, I saw the Instagram video. Like, you were there, and our old producer, NYK, was at the bar.
Yes.
Was I okay? Like, I mean, like, I know I was drunk, but I didn't do anything, like, bad, right?
I guess not.
That doesn't sound very confident.
Should I really? Am I allowed? I don't want to. I don't want to like blow up. I mean, you did do something like kind of weird.
Wait, you did something that
you said you're never gonna do, and you said this is why you don't drink so much, so you don't do this, but you did it.
Wait, what is it? Tell me.
I mean, it's not bad. I can say it.
Joe's face is red now. Tell me.
No, come on, say it on air.
So
No. Here's what we'll do.
No.
Follow us on Instagram. Okay. If you follow, I don't want to, but a lot more people follow us on Instagram than listen to the show. If you follow us at Joe and Alex Show on Instagram, then click on our story. We'll put it up there. How about that?
Okay.
I'll compromise.
Why? Because you can delete it if it's
bad. No, that too. But that way, yes. Okay. Hey, check this out. Coming up in about a song or two, we're going to get into your dummy of the day here on Radio Now. So don't go anywhere.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
Hey, I appreciate if you want to like ever DM me, Joe Pesh Radio or at Joe and Alex Show, a suggestion for a dummy of the day. I actually was kind of drunk. I'm trying to see the time on this one. Okay, yeah, it was 10 o'clock, so I don't feel that bad. Our boss, one of our big bosses, Dion, sent me this, and I was like, oh, crap. But it was just a dummy of the day story suggestion. But this is pretty good. A man was caught stealing from vehicles in a Florida County Jail parking lot. Let me repeat. The guy was caught breaking in and stealing from vehicles in the jail parking lot. Oh, by the way, I forgot to mention, minutes after he just got released. Wow. He
what
just got
idiot.
Out of jail.
It's like maybe he has friends in jail and he wants to hang out with them.
Is that
and
what
he
it
wants
is?
To go back and hang out.
Hey guys, I missed you. I missed the great meals that we serve here.
Yeah.
The man stole an iPhone, over $500 in cash, cigarettes, a debit card, and a driver's license from a woman's vehicle. He was then found pulling on other vehicle handles and was arrested. He was charged with burglary, grand theft, and possession of stolen property. The man originally was arrested for stealing from Walmart. So kind of coming full circle right there. That's your dummy of the day here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. Dang, Liv is playing the bass today. Slap it. Slap it. Slap that bass. Pork Chop, you keep undoing the triangle whenever we call you in, okay?
Okay.
You got that. It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. So glad that you are making us a part of your day. We really do appreciate it. Hey, if you got to go somewhere, make sure you check out the podcast later. To search for the Joe and Alex Show on pretty much any podcasting forum, and you will find us there. It's the Joe and Alex Show. And, of course, all of it's up online at joeandalexshow.com. There's a great photo I want you to go see right now on our Instagram, at Joe and Alex Show, and his producer Pork Chop and his boyfriend Chase. You guys celebrated a big milestone over the weekend. What was it?
7 years dating.
Wow, that's a long time to be with somebody.
Also on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show, if you go to our story, you can hear a very embarrassing story of something Joe did when he was basically almost blacked out drunk this weekend.
Okay, you don't have to derail what we're talking about to get your own little thing.
Sorry.
In there. Thanks, Liv.
But go check it out.
Yeah, 833-JOE-ALEX, how long is a relationship if they take, I quote unquote, a break in between?
Or a breakup.
Now, and how long does that matter? Do you have your own rules? Like, if you break it for a week, does that not impact your number of saying you've been together for like 5 or 10 years? Yada, yada, yada. Now, the reason I bring up this painful topic, along with this wonderful photo of Pork Chop and his boyfriend, is because Liv and Pork Chop were fighting off air about it. And it was interesting because my wife, Lindsay, and I have been together for 7 years, almost married for four coming up later this fall. But we did break up for about a week. But I don't count that. I feel like if it's less a week or less, I don't think you count that as like, well, we like you don't have to do math to put it together. If you're broken up for months at a time,
right?
Then I think you have to subtract months.
If you are interested in another person, have talked to them, have even kissed them, if there has been someone else, then yeah, I would not personally. So I had a boyfriend in college. And we started talking.
Okay.
Like my first week of school. Like we started talking before like classes actually even started. And we dated until we finally broke up my junior year. This was like the last time that we dated was my junior year of college. So when people ask me, I don't say, yeah, we were together for 2.5 years. I say, yeah, we were on and off for 2.5 years because we broke up in between that sometimes for like 3 months.
Okay.
Four months.
833-JOE-ALEX.
Sometimes not for that long.
833-563-2539. If a couple breaks up, should that time be subtracted from their overall time together? I mean, like, what is your rule and how long does a breakup have to be? So according to you, Liv, the way you base things in general, should we really not have celebrated Pork Chop and his boyfriend?
No, yesterday? I'm not saying it. It's not like I was just saying like it was interesting that they say that, but Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I don't care. I'm not judging it or anything like that. But I just thought it was, I am interested to see, because I know a girl who in high school, she posted a photo of her and her boyfriend and was like, oh my gosh, like happy, like 2.5 years to my, or like happy 3 years to like my babe, like love you so much. Don't know what I would do without you. And I was like, but you like kind of talked, you guys broke up for like 3 months. And in that 3 months, you like talked to another guy.
I can see the other
like,
side.
You kissed another guy.
I can see the other side though. Cause it's, I mean, what are you going to put up? Like who wants to put up there? Like, hey, happy 4.5 years.
Why do you have to put blah, like, blah, blah. You just say happy anniversary. You're celebrating an anniversary.
Well, I think people always put numbers on things, right?
Yes.
I think it's just kind of normal
to
do.
I get that, but I'm just saying if you're in that situation, I don't know. I would have...
The explanation is very easy, Liv.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying for me, because I have been in a relationship that was on and off, I would never be like, oh yeah, we've been dating for 2.5 years, or like, oh, we've been dating for a year. I would have never said that. I would have just been like, oh,
like
we're
I said,
on
Liv,
and off.
The explanation is very easy.
Okay.
Let's say, just super hypothetical, this isn't going to happen, but let's say Chase and I never get married, right?
Uh-huh.
And let's say we date for another 30 years without any split ups or breakups, not even a day. So at that point, do I still say, oh yeah, we've been dating for 37 years
together.
On and off?
No, I wouldn't say that. I'd be
exactly.
like,
exactly. So that's
I would
the,
say
okay.
we've Ooh. Been together.
So, then, so where's
that
the
is
line?
An interesting point.
Because that's
that,
a good
you
question.
Just contradicted
I mean,
yourself.
I don't think it's very, I don't think it's black and white.
Okay, so I guess
but
what I'm
I just think
to...
it's interesting, because when was the last time you guys broke up? How long ago?
We have been together 7 years, because we started dating April 2012. And in when I was in San Diego, that was in 2014, we split up for 1 month.
Right, but then you guys just
and
recently
hold
broke
on,
up.
Let me. I'm going to say that.
Yeah,
I'm
okay.
going in order.
Dang, Liv
and
has
then,
like all the receipts. She's ready to like,
well,
as a matter
know,
of fact, on this
saying.
Day.
I'm going to say it. You didn't
go
let
ahead,
me say
go
it.
Go ahead.
And then last summer, we broke up for 4 months from...
So this
no,
past
wait.
Summer.
April 1st to June. Two months.
Okay, so this past summer.
So about a year ago. Wow.
Yes. Yeah. So a year ago. So yeah, we've been in the... 7 years we've been dating. We've actually only been dating for 6 years and 9 months.
Thank you for that accurate number.
I don't care.
But
I just said it was interesting.
No.
He's
so
the one that's
ask.
Getting heated about it.
I'm not
it.
Getting heated. I haven't
you're
barely
getting,
been
you're
talking.
Getting,
I'm getting heated because you're saying I'm getting heated.
You're getting
I pretty
snappy.
Much have, no,
you're
what?
Like, where's the line? Where's the line,
no,
Olivia?
Oh my God, I can't wait to listen back to this, Liv. Because no, I haven't been getting heated at all.
But you just seem like very like
yes,
stressed
because
about
you're
it.
Saying I'm getting heated.
But
I'm
even
not.
Before I said you're
no,
getting heated,
I
you just
not.
Seemed like you're
listen
getting
back.
Stressed about
listen back to the audio. You'll see I was not.
Okay.
And I still have more things to say because you've done the majority of the talking.
833 Joe Alex 833 563-2539.
If you forgot what you were going to say, I just want to let you know. I'm not derailing
no,
your guys' relationship.
I know what I was going to say. So then what? So people celebrate anniversaries.
Yeah.
What day are you supposed to celebrate then?
No, I definitely think you celebrate an anniversary, but I'm just saying that I think it's interesting that you... I just think it's interesting. You can celebrate an anniversary.
It's our 7-year anniversary because 2012, April 6th to 2019, that's 7 years, Liv.
Right.
Right.
Okay. I don't know. Hey, good morning. Are you there? It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Alex.
Alex. Wait, like Alex from the Joe and Alex Show who's on vacation?
I wish.
What did you want to say about this?
So the only reason why I would not consider that it being a whole chunk of time, even if you split up, is because if you are with someone else in any aspect, it's like you're with you're with them for 7 years, but if you're with anybody else, even if you guys did split up, would you consider that cheating? Like you're right.
Like
yeah,
together.
If everything's so black and white,
no,
that
you
would make
definitely
sense.
Bring up an interesting point. No, it wasn't cheating because we were actually split. But I mean, she brings up a much better point than Liv.
Okay, wow. Hey, thank you for the call. Things are getting awkward
thank you,
here.
Alex.
I think maybe it's time to move on, even though I really like this conversation. It's juicy.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't want to have any damage after this.
Again, I'm not judging.
You're jealous because you haven't
Me?
Had a relationship as long as I have.
No, I definitely haven't, but I'm also not as old as you are, so.
Oh my God, it's getting so heated over here. I know, Liv right now just pulled it out and went brat, brat. She's like, this is Pork Chop just getting his butt kicked right now. Actually, you know what? I lied. We got a phone call. I want to take more if they're good. Good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is
This is Tony.
Hey, Tony, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What are your thoughts on this?
Okay, now, you're saying about dating, but what about marriage? What if you're married and you break up for a few months and, I mean, because me and my wife, we broke up for a few months and...
Like divorced or just kind of like split?
Separated.
We separated for a while. And then we got back together, then we separated again, and then we got back together. But, you know, marriage is different. You're still married, technically, until you get divorced, right?
Right. So I would consider it that. Like, until you get divorced, like, you're still married,
that
technically.
That is true, the marriage thing.
Yeah.
Poor Jeff, why are you shaking your head? What do you think?
It's okay. I mean, no one is here judging you.
Yeah,
see,
I know.
All right. Micah on Twitter just said, just insert on and off for whatever the amount of time
is.
So I say my fiance and I have been together on and off for going on 14 years.
Oh. Well, but we'd need to know how many times they broke up. It's simple math. Like, if they dated 1 year, split another year. Dated 1 year, split another year. So on so forth to 14, then yes, I would say on and off. But if they split for 1 month here and then 1 month over there for 14 years, no, I wouldn't say on and off. It's simple math, Liv.
Okay. I mean, that's your opinion.
Like,
it's
after 7 years.
Does he not seem like he's mad?
Okay, you know what? Liv, listen. I'm going to
solve
this.
Joe, do you think he seems
mad? Listen. It is simple math, Liv. You went to college. You have a degree. So listen.
Yeah.
How many months? So 12 times 7 years. That's how many months, right? So let's say that's, I don't know math that well. We'll say that's 360 months, right?
No, that's like.
Okay. Well, just pretend it's 360. So
it's
was
84
not...
months, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, so let's...
Maybe
80,
I'm wrong.
84 months, 12 times 7, right? 84. So...
It is 84.
Okay, 84 months. So we didn't date for three of those, so that's 81. So 81 divided by 84 is probably like 90-some percent, correct? Would you agree? Right. So now let's say there was a bunch of months where we didn't date. Let's say... You know, we were on and off. Let's say 40 months we dated.
This is not simple math, by the way.
80 something, that's like almost 50%. So I think there's a certain threshold where you would say on and off.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not hating on it, but you did say simple math, and I don't know what the hell's going on. You're taking me back
to high school
algebra, which I failed twice. This is way too much for me. But hey, on a bright note, check out the wonderful 7-year anniversary photo on our Joe and Alex Show Instagram.
And I am happy for you two, and I love you two together, and I love your boyfriend. Mm-hmm. I'm not discrediting that.
Yeah,
I just said the simple fact that I thought it was interesting.
You're tripping.
And he's getting all heated about it.
I'm not getting heated.
It's the new 92.1 Radio Now. It's the Joe and Alex Show. And don't you worry, we're going to keep the music going. It's a Monday music marathon here on Radio Now. Now, we're about to roll out of here, but exciting. If you missed anything on the show, like Murder Monday, the Axeman was pretty big, or if you missed anything else going on, you can check it out at joeandalexshow.com. But tomorrow, the show will be fully reunited. There was fighting today, but it was a little different without Alex in the mix. She's been on vacation, and she will be back tomorrow. So looking forward to that. Now, before we get out of here, I got to know, what do you guys got going on today? Liv the Web Girl, you first.
I'm going to my friend's house for brunch. We're going to have some avocado toast because we're basic bees.
That is so basic.
I know. And then I'm going to take a really hardcore nap before I have to go into work at the kids club at like the gym that I work at and work out at. Because I'm still kind of struggling from this weekend, I'm not going
to
lie.
I noticed this morning. You don't have to. Don't worry. It was quite apparent. And by the way, can I get that gym discount or what?
We'll see.
Okay, Pork Chop, what do you got going on?
About a week ago, I was telling you how Chase had some car problems. I guess I had to get an oil change, and they were like, hey, by the way, there's a bunch of stuff that still needs to be fixed.
Yeah, your boyfriend's car was getting expensive.
Yeah, well, we found out that a majority of the work is covered under warranty, so I'm going to bring his car in today, and they're going to fix that.
I still can't believe that. Like, I'm glad it is. I didn't want you to have to pay out of pocket, but I swore up and down that it wouldn't be covered.
I know. You probably owe me something. I think there was a bet. Didn't we make a bet?
I think I owe you like a high five, like telling you, good job, buddy. Guess what I get to do? A honey to-do list, including one of my favorites. Take Benny's poop and drop it off at the vet. Yay. I got to get out of here, guys. I got to go drop off some dog poop.
Ew, have fun.
What if they find something bad in the poop? I feel like you should switch, you know, the poop, like yours with his.
They'll find something worse in his poop.
Okay, you're both done. You're both done. Alex will be back tomorrow, so she can't say goodbye right now. But Liv the Web Girl, producer Porkchop, and myself, Joe, let's get the heck out of here. Let's say goodbye.
Bye. Bye.